Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you, and welcome to another episode of Perspectives on Healthcare. Today's perspective comes from Jody Jones. She is a nurse practitioner in family practice out in Mission Viejo, California. She is a member of Generation X. Jody, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Rob. I'm excited to be part of this. This is fun.
Wonderful. Well, I am hoping that you will feel the same way after we're done as you do at this point. So
I'll tell you in about 20 minutes.
All right. Sounds good. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in healthcare, please.
So I have, it's kind of a fun story. As long as I can remember, I knew I wanted to be a nurse. And there's actually a picture of me from a Christmas card when I was, I'm guessing, somewhere between 15 and 18 months old. And the card said, "Greetings from our troops," because I'm the youngest of four. And so my brother was a Boy Scout. My sisters were Girl Scouts. And then there's this big gap. And then surprise comes along. Baby Jody is like, "Well, what do we do with her?" So they dress me up as a nurse. And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So I don't know if that was kind of my destiny, if it's in my blood. I don't know. But I've always wanted to do this. So I went to nursing school. And when I was in nursing school, I first learned about being a nurse practitioner. And I, to this day, I remember the class. I remember when it happened. And I said, that's what I want to do. And so I waited about 10 years. I was an RN for 10 years. And I went back and I got my master's. And then when I was in graduate school, I was like, I'm done. I'm never doing anymore. And then lo and behold, I accepted a teaching position. And the next thing I know, I'm getting my doctorate. I'm like, oh, my stars. So 3 degrees and a whole lot of years later, here I am working as a nurse practitioner, absolutely loving what I do. It's great.
Yeah. It's funny to hear you talk about grad school because I have that same experience. You know, I've got my bachelor's in psychology. I went back and got my master's in psychology. And I'm thinking about my PhD. And I'm just like, you know, at some point in time, I don't want to learn for the sake of putting something down on paper and having someone else tell me whether or not they think my ideas are valid or not. I want to learn for the sake of learning. And that's actually what inspired me with this podcast. There are so many different ways to obtain information and to learn things. And podcasting happens to be a fantastic educational tool. So just shameless plug for what I'm doing here. As an educational tool for medical professionals. Tell me a little bit, being in family practice.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about how you can prepare for that, because my understanding would be you're dealing with people from geriatrics to obstetrics to infancy. Like you can see multiple generations of the same family. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's why I like family practice, because you literally get to see from newborns all the way up. You know, you cover every age range and you can actually take care of entire families, which is, I find, so pleasurable because you get to know every aspect of that person. And I love that. So when I was looking at different programs, when I'm going back to be a nurse practitioner, my heart is really with pediatrics. I love, love, love working with children. And there is a pediatric nurse practitioner program. And I considered that, but I realized, I'm like, you know what? I want, honestly, for marketability, I want to be able to see every age range. And so that's why I chose to go the family practice route. And we get everything. I mean, you never know what's going to walk in the door, which is very exciting. And I love that.
Yeah. And I'll just comment on this as well. I would imagine that you get to know families and you are seeing your patients as people more than just diagnoses or more than just 15 yes. minute office visits.
Yes. Yes. And I love that you touched on that, because there was a physician I worked with years ago. I was actually working inpatient at the time, and a physician that I worked with who really taught me so well that he said, you know, your patient is not patient in bed 3. Your patient is not diagnosis X, Y, Z. He said, you need to get to know your patients for who they are. And that has stuck with me. And over the years I've taught nurse practitioner students. And that's one of the first things that I teach them is that just exactly that. Your patient is not that diagnosis. Your patient is not the chart number. Your patient is a person. They have a family. They have a life. And get to know them.
Yeah, what a powerful, powerful learning piece. So excellent. Let me ask this. What does quality healthcare mean to you?
For me, quality healthcare is not just checking off the boxes that we have to check off for insurance purposes, but actually looking at the entire patient. I mean, I am all about holistic healthcare and looking at every aspect of a patient. I actually have written a little book, a little itty bitty book called Balance. That's on how to balance your life. And I cover all these different aspects of your life that you would think are not related to healthcare, but you know what? They are, because I want to address issues such as relationships and stress and how are you sleeping and looking at all of these other aspects other than just when was your last mammogram. So for me, quality healthcare is about looking at the entire person, thinking outside of the box and getting a complete holistic picture of that patient and being open to what the patient is actually seeking instead of what's driving, you know, me or the insurance companies or what am I being asked to do. I want to look beyond that and actually dig into the person and the patient and find out where they're coming from.
It's really interesting. I just did a presentation here for the Pennsylvania Department of Health Equity. I may have gotten their name incorrect, but we called it health patient care. And the reason is because the patient has to be at the center of healthcare. And I think that's really what you are talking about exactly. Can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
You know, when you talked about patient-centered care, I literally got covered in goosebumps. I'm like, that's exactly it. That is 100% exactly it. So a good example of quality healthcare, you know, I've been thinking about this and really I'm going to bring it back to me and what my experiences have been. And I have actually found some pretty amazing alternative therapists in my life in the last year or so who have really provided quality healthcare to me. I see an acupuncturist once a week. I have just recently now started seeing a reflexologist, and I've actually worked with functional medicine providers as well. And what I like about all of them are that they listen to you and they get to the core root of the problem. When I first saw the reflexologist, he identified parts of me that I had no idea were even a problem. And simply by him, for those of you that are not familiar with reflexology, they actually mash on the different parts of your feet and they correlate with different organs and different systems of your body. And based on where you're sensitive, that will determine what is going on in your body. And I kid you not, I had one treatment, almost went through the roof because it was so painful. But then he gave me a number of herbal supplements to take. And within 24 hours, what I went in with had almost resolved.
Wow.
So to me, yes, that's an example of quality healthcare because I thought outside the box, first of all, to find this provider. But then also he listened to me and he used his 50 plus years of experience of doing this and combined it with treating me. And it was incredible. And I will keep going back to him and I will refer to people who are in Southern California.
Sure. Okay. I just need to pause for a quick second and say, for those of you that are listening to the podcast by audio only, you missed the fact that we have had a visitor. So what's the cat's name? Because she's got to be mentioned in the show notes.
Thank you for that. I was trying not to do anything. That's one of three. That was Comet, or who we lovingly call Big Boy.
There you go.
Who loves to come and see mom only when she's on camera.
That's fine. Shout out to Comet. You know, you are going to be world famous now that you've been officially on the podcast. So this is good. So let's get back to it. And what do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
The most difficult thing that I think people have wrapping their head around with me is because I have my doctorate, so I am Dr. Jody, people get confused because they're like, but you're a nurse. And so I think people get very confused with doctor and then nurse, and then people don't hear nurse practitioner. So I think there does need to be some clarification around what my role is and what a nurse practitioner does. When I graduated with my master's, became a nurse practitioner, or I apologize, it was when I graduated with my doctorate. My niece said it the best. She was so cute. She asked my brother, Dad, how can Aunt Jody be a doctor and a nurse? And my brother said, that's a great question. I don't know. So I think that's the looming question. When people hear nurse practitioner, two things happen. People just hear nurse, and then people hear licensed practitioner nurse, which is an LPN, which is actually below an RN level. And so people tend to think, oh, you're the nurse who takes my vital signs. You're the nurse who gives me the shots. And I'm like, no, I'm the quote unquote nurse who orders those shots and orders those labs for you. And so there's a lot of education. So people need to understand, as a nurse practitioner, we practice independently. I practice side by side with physicians, with physician assistants. I legally can prescribe. I legally can have my own practice. I can manage my own patients. I can medically diagnose and treat. That is probably the biggest misconception, is people don't understand not only what I do, but what nurse practitioners do. So there does need to be some education out there about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been told, and maybe this is just slightly inaccurate, but I've been told that when someone gets a PhD, most of the time, the only time that you want to be confused with a medical doctor is when you're making reservations somewhere. And that's when you drop the thing that says, this is Dr. Jones calling for reservations for dinner. And it gives you a little bit of a leg up. But apart from that, you know, honestly, I had a professor when I was doing my undergrad, and she got her PhD, and her kids wanted to buy her a vanity license plate that said Doc Mom. And then she realized that she would be confused with being a medical doctor. So if she was ever at the scene of an accident, it would be like, wait, there's the Doc Mom. And they would expect her to do something life-saving, where she has, you know, she's got a PhD in psychology, which has its own. So, but I think you make a really interesting point to say that often people put the word just in front of nurse. And that to me is a crying shame, because the role of a nurse should not be underappreciated. And even then, when you take that next step to be a nurse practitioner, the amount of care and what you are able to do is extremely broad and helpful. And it's more than your room nurse. It's more than the nurse that does the vitals. It's a whole nother level of care.
So. Yes. And I'm so glad you acknowledged the word just, because that drives me crazy, because people will say that about any profession that they're in. And I stop them no matter what it is. And I say, stop it. You know, you are not just a nurse. You are not just a whatever. You are blank, and it's own it. My neighbor, literally my next door neighbor, is an RN. She's finishing her bachelor's this week. So shout out to Marianne. Right. So very excited for her. So she's, you know, 5 days away from finishing her bachelor's. And when we first met, she said, oh, I'm just a 2-year RN. And I mean, I gave her my whole lecture. I was like, stop it. I said, you need to own this. I said, you are a nurse, period.
Yeah.
That's
it. So many times we underestimate ourselves, and we think that, listen, I live with me, okay? I happen to know that I'm not that special, but at the same time, when you look at my credentials, there's some impressive things in those credentials, you know, being a best-selling author 3 times over, and you know, having been recognized as the top-rated speaker here in Pittsburgh twice, which, you know, really cool. But like, in the end of the day, it's like, it's just me. This is who I am. It's not special. And we all need the reminder that you're not just anything. Correct. You are amazing just for being you. A great reminder. All right. What excites you about the future of healthcare?
You know, as weird as this sounds, with COVID happening and what has happened with COVID, it has completely changed the face of healthcare. So when COVID hit, like when we started to shut down in March of 2020, I was working in family practice and urgent care. I had two clinic jobs, and I surprisingly was actually furloughed from both jobs because patients were terrified to go out. And so patients were not coming into the clinic. And a blessing out of all of this is that everything has now turned remote. So there's telehealth, and it has turned into an amazing world for me. I mean, with what I've been able to do with telehealth and to see patients from home and build my own practice and do it all from the comforts of my own home. And it's so that really excites me. It's about, like, you know, where we're going with telehealth and being able to work remotely. So that excites me. I'm also very much into alternative therapies and functional medicine and integrative medicine. And I'm starting to tap into some new modalities now that I'm slowly beginning to learn, which very much so excites me. There's a lot of work out there that's coming out surrounding energy medicine, and it's very, very exciting. And incorporating that with some meditation techniques, it's amazing what we can do with our heads and our bodies. And I'm excited to be part of this.
Yeah, and I think that the word that's key in that concept is integrated medicine, where you're looking at alternative medicines, but it's not alternative in terms of supplanting or substituting for standard medicine. It is correct. Integrated, in which it's providing supplements, and it's providing, you know, a broader base of treatment, and it's not designed to take the place of
correct
regular medical care, so to speak, or, you know,
yes,
just going to the doctor or just going to the nurse, to use our little phrase from before.
So, correct.
All right. Last question for you. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
This one is so easy for me, and I think this stems from my nursing background. Communicate, communicate, communicate. And, you know, and I don't mean that just by, oh, just have a conversation with your patient. You know what? I want you to sit down and connect eye to eye with your patient. With technology, with where we are right now, and everything is computerized, which is great. It makes our jobs very easy. The piece that I have seen repeatedly is that what happens in the physician office is this: your patient's behind you, and then they're typing away, and you've lost that eye contact. That is my biggest pet peeve. And so, again, it's communicate and connect with your patient. You know, even if it means having a little piece of paper and jotting down notes as you're facing your patient, and then when they leave, you turn around and do the computer, that's great. Or set up your room in such a way that the computer can be there so you can actually still have eye-to-eye contact with the patient. That is so key, because you need to feel like you are being not only heard, but seen, and you're not just a number. So communicate, communicate, communicate.
Well stated. Listen, Jody, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your enthusiasm. I appreciate your insights, and I respect your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.